Hello, welcome to Connect the Pod. I'm Angelica Benitez,
Daniela Catalan,
Vicky Benitez,
and introducing
Quicani Lopez
on her first news story.
We've been thinking about water.
What are you doing today?
Ha 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 ha. But really, we're doing a special 3-episode story arc.
You guessed it.
Fire.
No.
Dirt.
No.
Water.
Yes.
Today we are covering some water issues that we are seeing in the world.
For instance, toxic water like in Flint, Michigan.
And what happens to water after major disasters like Hurricane Harvey? What is happening with water around the world?
And is desalination an option?
Stay tuned and find out.
Hello, this is Angelica Benitez covering the topic of how humans have tampered and tainted our local water supplies, specifically in Flint, Michigan. This city near Detroit is experiencing a major water crisis due to lead and other harmful chemicals leaking into their water. This is their story. The governor of Flint signed an agreement to stop buying water from Detroit and start using Lake Huron. Detroit said that they would stop selling water to Flint in a year, even if the whole project would take 3. As a stopgap, Flint decided to move their water supply to the Flint River. If all went according to plan, this project would save millions of dollars. However, it did not. The Flint River was contaminated with bacteria, oils, and other toxic substances since the 1970s. It was 19 times more corrosive than Detroit's water supply. People claimed that the water was very unsafe to drink, but the government said otherwise. In 2014, the city of Flint, Michigan was using the Flint River as their main water supply and everything was going good. Officials treated the water with disinfectant, but due to so many toxins, they soon exceeded the limit that the Safe Water Act imposed. This was in January 2015. The water was full of disinfectant byproduct, but the government assured people that it was still safe to drink. As the months kept going, more and more warnings about toxins in the tap water in households were appearing more frequently. Soon, organizations such as Virginia Tech tested the water and discovered that there is a lot of lead in the drinking water. Then a schoolist found out that it had high levels of lead in its water too. A doctor stated that children's levels of lead in their bloodstream nearly tripled since Flint changed their water supply. Government officials still assure the population that the water is safe to drink, but everyone loses hope. More organizations started sending relief to Flint by giving people clean drinking water and filters to everyone. To this date, the citizens of Flint have not received clean water or justice, due to the fact that switching back will be too expensive, even if Detroit offered to sell Flint its water again. This has been Angelica Benitez, reminding you to be water wise.
Konnichiwa, I'm Vicky Benitez from ConnectiPod. Today my subject is, how are water shortages affecting us worldwide? There are about 7.5 billion thirsty people, and hunger for meat also puts pressure on water shortage. This is because meat requires much more water than crops, so we should consider how much meat we eat. If we continue to use water like this, 2/3 of the world's population will face water shortages each day by 2025. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that by 2050, at least 1/4 of the world's population will live in places with lack of clean water. Water scarcity is already causing tensions between some nations. Land is sinking because groundwater is being pumped very aggressively. Less than 1% of planet's fresh water is actually available to the world's 7.5 billion people. And almost 99% of fresh water is trapped in glaciers and snowfields that are hard to reach. So as you can see, the whole world is connected. This was Vicky Benitez from ConnectiPod. Sayonara, till next time.
Hi, my name is Daniel Catalan, and I'm here to tell you our problem globally and locally, which is fresh water, due to global warming. We've come up with ways such as desalination, renewable energy, rainwater harvesting, and water recycling, but I will be mostly focusing on renewable energy. The cost of desalination is high, but the cost of renewable energy is going down, and it is available anywhere. Some examples of renewable energy are wind and sun. However, some factors you must consider are the location, the salinity of the water, and the freshwater output. The top five markets for desalination are Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the US, China, and Israel. Renewable energy reduces our reliance on fossil fuels. Renewable energy will be a huge part of making desalination work. My generation will be the ones dealing with this, so this is one possible solution. I'm Daniela Catalan, and thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Guigani Lopez. There have been so many storms. Harvey, Irma, Jose, Katya, Maria. It's like my family members have become hurricanes. But it's not really a joke, because it's happening. And people's homes are destroyed because of water. If I were president, I would tell them to go to a shelter and wait until their homes are rebuilt and the water is all clean. I would send the army in to clean up. They would get buckets of water and send it to scientists to see what's in there. And they would test it to see if it's clean or dirty or has or bacteria and dirty waste. Then I would tell the army to clean it by straining, then refiltering it to take out the bad stuff. People could help each other by taking care of sick people who touched the dirty water. I would say to the people, thank you for being patient and waiting for the homes to get rebuilt and the water to get cleaned up. That's what I would do. This has been Guigani Lopez. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for listening. Come back for our next episode because we aren't done yet.
We've explored water crises in a few ways and we are curious to know how other kids are approaching the same problem.
We will visit the Incredibots of Angie Gonzalez's 6th grade class at St. Euphrasia in Granada Hills, California. They are competing in the National Lego Robotics Competition where they have to come up with a solution for a water issue.
In our final water episode, after that, we will go to the pros to see how they dive deep into the issue.
Ha, ha, ha.
And
don't forget to follow us on
Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter,
LinkedIn,
iTunes, Podbean,
and of course, connectapod.net.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.